Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Small Business Spotlight Podcast. My name is Jay Davis. Thanks for listening to the show wherever you get your podcasts. This month's feature takes a look at small businesses and seasonal help. The summer months are crucial for some small businesses, landscaping companies, painters, restaurants that can extend offers and outside seating. How are ongoing labor issues impacting Michigan small businesses that see a huge increase in revenue during the warmer months? My guest this month is Oakland University Assistant Professor of Management Michael Greiner. Greiner previously operated his own law firm, where he employed 10 staffers. He's passionate about economics and staffing and provided some great insight.
What do you see as the current state of the job market?
I would say overall it's good. From the perspective of the workers, it's especially good right now. And we see a lot of evidence in that the most recent employment figures said that people quitting their jobs is at an all-time high. And typically when you see a lot of people quitting their jobs, and that indicates the fact that they're confident that they'll be able to get another job very quickly. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the number of job openings, which I think reached 11.5 million, according to the BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, is very high. And it actually shows that you've got essentially double the number of jobs available for each person who's looking. So every person who's looking has two potential jobs that they can accept. So what this situation has done, obviously, is it's created upward pressure on wages. And you're seeing evidence of that everywhere. And you just need to go down any street at this point and see at the local McDonald's or Wendy's that they're advertising to hire people at $15 an hour, which was unheard of not all that long ago.
Yeah.
That obviously is a negative then for businesses. There are some businesses in a better position to absorb that increase in cost than others. The ones that are probably least able to absorb the increase in costs are small businesses, obviously. And we just received data, I think today or yesterday, from ADP when they did their report that showed that actually hiring has gone down among small businesses in April. You have to remember the federal statistics are a little bit behind. So you're looking at March statistics when we're reporting the 11.5 million job openings. ADP's is more current because literally they're looking at people who use their payroll service. So they've got a very good sense of how the economy is doing on a more current basis. And so they seem to see that the hiring is slowing down, at least among small businesses. And small businesses obviously are really the first to feel when there is some kind of change in the economic circumstances. And in some respects, you could say that that's good news because of the fact that this reflects, at least in part, the effort of the Federal Reserve to try to cool down the economy a little bit to deal with inflation. And it also could be good news as well on the part of businesses who in some respects are starting, might see a little less upward pressure on wages. But by the same token, it also raises the concern as to what ultimately is going to happen with the Fed's effort to cool down the economy. How far is it going to go? Are we going to be able to get a soft landing? Is it going to be a hard landing? That's really what everybody's dealing with right now, which is there's so much uncertainty.
So is it feasible for small businesses, particularly restaurants, landscapers, and a couple of other areas to kind of rely on summer help to expand hours and for somebody like a landscaper to add more clients to kind of as a way to give themselves some time to see if more potential full-time hires will come back in the fall? Or is that like a too short of a window to figure something like that out?
Well, I definitely think we're going to see a lot of summer hiring. In fact, I would expect that this summer should be a great opportunity for college students and high school students, given the fact that the job market is so tight. And you're going to see employers looking for basically warm bodies to fill just about every job they can. So I'd say that this is going to be a great opportunity for the college students and the high school students coming home. And you're going to see employers, frankly, falling all over themselves, I would say, to hire as many of the students who are going to be free during the summer as possible, just because of the fact, again, there is this real tightness in the labor market right now. You can see the same kind of enthusiasm for hiring people on the campus as you're seeing everywhere else right now. I mean, overall, it is just a very tight job market. Employers need workers and they're willing to pay for it. And right now, employees are really feeling good about that.
I talked with a guy yesterday who owns a couple of businesses. One of them is a landscaping company. And he was talking about how that's work that people don't necessarily want to do out in the sun all day, all summer. He's overstaffing because he knows that there's going to be some people who he hires who don't show up day one. How does that affect a business?
Well, their businesses right now are in kind of a tough spot because of the fact that, again, and I hate to keep harping on this, that with such a tight job market now, people are going to feel comfortable quitting. So I think that you're going to see businesses really caught in a tough spot right now, where on the one hand, they do need to increase wages. But on the other hand, they do need to know that they have to have a larger number of workers available if they're going to be able to deliver the services that they plan on providing. Because you're right. I mean, working, doing landscaping is a tough job. It pays well, usually. But again, right now, there's lots of competition out there with jobs that do pay well. So as a result of that, they've probably had to increase their wages even more. And again, even beyond that, there are a lot of people are going to say, hey, this isn't worth it to me. And they're going to decide that they don't want to follow through. And they're going to feel, with the way that the job market is right now, that they have the ability to do that, that they have the ability to quit and find something else that's just as good in terms of the pay, or almost as good. And that's what we're seeing in the recent quitting data. Well, I hate to be negative about this, but I don't think that the labor issues are going to continue, or positive, I guess, depending upon your point of view. I think that you're going to really see the economy slowing down over the next 6 months. The Fed is serious about getting inflation down, and they are going to basically be liquidating a good portion of their assets right now, which that will increase interest rates. You're going to see them increasing interest rates repeatedly. I mean, they're looking at right now a 0.5% increase, which is pretty high. It doesn't sound like a lot, but it's pretty high when you're talking about the amount that the Fed increases interest rates. And you're already seeing these increases in interest rates reflected in mortgages. And you're starting to see a real slowdown in the housing market as a result of that. And so I think that the efforts that you're going to see on the part of the Fed to slow down the economy really is going to bear fruit probably, I would say, within the next 6 months. Again, the only question is, will they be able to engineer a soft landing, or are we going to go into a full-fledged recession? Nobody knows the answer to that right now. I know that everybody hopes it'll be a soft landing, but we don't know for sure. And so as a result of that, you're going to start to see wages at least stabilize, and you're going to see the job market stabilize at a certain point here, where you're going to see us get back to kind of the natural level of employment, which is kind of it's a soft term. It's hard to define sometimes and hard to put your finger on, but essentially what the natural level of unemployment is the level at which you don't get the kind of extreme inflation that we're getting right now. And it's pretty clear that we're above that point right now. So the Fed is going to do everything they can to essentially tamp that down and get us back to a place where you don't see the kind of price increases and the upward pressure on wages that we've been seeing for the last couple months.
So something, you know, like that, does that mean that restaurants are going to be able to go back to, I don't want to say, you know, necessarily paying minimum wage, but you won't see these restaurants starting, you know, busters and dishwashers at $15, $17 an hour anymore?
That's possible. The other possibility is you might see them still starting folks at a relatively higher wage on a nominal basis in terms of the dollar figure that you see, but on a real basis, when you compare that to the amount that inflation has gone up, it'll amount to essentially the same pay or similar pay to what they were offering prior to the COVID recession.
Is there anything else or anything in general that businesses need to change about the way they conduct hiring or they work their hiring practices?
Right now, the employees just have a lot of power in terms of the bargaining. And frankly, over the last 40 years or so, that's been pretty rare in the American job market. Typically, most of the power is in the hands of the employers. So they've kind of gotten used to that. And I think it's kind of an eye-opening experience to find that the employees are in the kind of position where they can demand higher wages, demand better benefits, or you've seen also people demanding, for example, that they don't want to go back to the office after being off for COVID, or at least not working full-time in the office and working, say, flex time, for example. So you're seeing a lot more power shifting to the employees. And I'd say that the biggest adjustment that employers need to make right now to survive through this whole thing is that they need to accept the fact that employees do have this bargaining power right now, and to essentially meet employees where they are rather than essentially demanding the same kind of response to their to what they want that they've typically gotten from the employees when they've been out looking for employees.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for joining us for the Small Business Spotlight Podcast. We'll be back next month with another episode. Thank you to our guest, Michael Griner of Oakland University. Thanks to Tim Simpson, who takes care of everything behind the scenes. You can find this and other Cranes Detroit Business Podcasts by clicking on podcasts at the top of our website or by searching for Cranes Conversations wherever you get your podcasts. Take it easy.